And it remains, if you just joined us on 20 minutes here, it's 0-0, FC United of Manchester. Certainly been the haven't been the dominating team. It's been mainly the visitors, but it's still a very even contest as the ball headed on by the number 11, Dunn, and FC United trying to win the ball back. The number two does well there. Onside there for Abogavale. It should be 1-0 to the visitors, and it certainly is. FC looking for an offside, and offside. The assistant referee not giving it, and it was that man that you don't want to have him in front of 10 yards in front of goal. Sidesteps FC United's Cameron Belford and slips it in very comfortably. Gavin Allott, the quality of him just separates the two teams on 21 minutes. It's FC United Manchester 0, Gainsborough Trinity 1, Roy.
Yeah, it was a great through ball, to be honest, from Middleton. And I feel that Gavin Allott wasn't offside. I felt that the kid on the other side, Mitchell Dunn, was offside. If the ball had been played towards him, or he'd have made the run towards the ball, the liner would have put his flag up. But Alec came from a deeper area. But like you say, when he gets those opportunities, you know, in and around that box, he's lethal.
So Curran preparing to take this free kick. Curran there. Straight at the wall, dear. Second time. Volley. Deflects. Jordan Buckley tries.
Oh, yes! Get in there.
1-1. Well, Jordan Buckley is a player who's growing into his role at FC United. It was a poor free kick straight at the wall, but to his credit, Curran hit the rebound on the volley, and then it kind of basically bounced to the feet of Jordan Buckley, and he took it very well and equalised. And as a few weeks ago at Stanley Bridge, when FC went behind early, they found that he responded well with an equaliser. 1-1.
Well, he slung his left peg, and he's not really encouraged himself to use his left foot. But from 6 yards out, it's always worth a punt if you can get at least, you know, a decent little bit of accuracy on it, moving towards goal, and that's what he's done. Wrong-footed Allison completely.
Substitution for Gainsborough Trinity coming out.
And, Mitchell Dunn put his shirt over his head there as if to almost as if say I don't want to come off, but he really is limping. And onto the field comes number 16 Ross Hannah, who Roy, before kickoff, was speaking to me in hallowed terms about, so could be a dangerous figure. Morrison, nice looking cross. And Belford loses it. Oh, it's not gone it.
Thin.
Yes, it is a goal.
Rossano's first touch.
And Belford there losing that. Would you believe it? Belford there. Well, poor handling, Roy. And quick to leap on the opportunity was Hannah. It's 2-1 Gainsborough.
So to play for FC United. Offside decision against Gavin Allott. He saw the flag, looked across and carried on playing.
Well done, referee. That's first time I've seen a referee actually keep the game moving. And now an offside situation.
Ball chipped down this left-hand side. It's a chase off for Tundy. Tundy against the big number five, Thornton. And he beats him. Now, can he get to the penalty area? Yes, he can. Does really, really well. He's going to try the cute angle.
Boom!
My word! A cute angle. You can't believe where he just put that from. He's run down the left-hand side. He's beat the defender. He's hit the touchline. He's cutting. And he's bent it. Beckham-esque into the top corner. Allison, now she could do about that one. What a finish.
Absolute cracker. I mean, the centre half, Thornton, tried to win, in my opinion, win a free kick. He realised the referee wasn't going to blow for it. Tundy then shot along the byline, the dead ball line, and boom, right into that back post area, right into the top corner. Power, swerve, keeper had no chance.
To the top 90, and it just goes to prove, I mean, he's the top goal scorer in the division at this moment in time. There weren't that many options on, to be honest. You were expecting someone else to be on the byline, whipping it into Tundy, but Tundy takes it on himself, and that was a tremendous finish. It's just now FC can keep the composure. 15 minutes to go here, that's an equaliser on 30 minutes of the second half gone, and 15 minutes for FC United to maybe get a winner, who knows.